Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hello, my friend. Today is a very personal podcast episode that, quite frankly, is very difficult to share and pretty embarrassing for me to talk about still. So I'm still doing it. I'm here and I'm going to do this. And the reason why is because I realize that the reason that I'm so embarrassed to talk about this and it's so difficult for me is because I haven't heard this talked about much. And so if I don't talk about the problem, then I'm actually perpetuating the problem. So I thought, well, I have a platform. This is one of those things that I can talk about on a podcast, but it's not going to seem like it makes sense because I'm talking about a health scare that I have had and seemingly has no place on an entrepreneurship podcast. And I realized that. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know, I talk to accidental entrepreneurs, and myself is one of them, who is building this business that integrates into my life. And so everything is connected. And that comes with pros and cons. And one of those things is that if you have a health issue, it severely impacts your business. If you work at a company, maybe you can take some time off. You can take short-term disability, these types of things. If you are running your own company, it impacts you in a different way. And so I'm going to share about the health issue, but I'm also going to share how it has impacted me as an entrepreneur and how I've navigated it as an almost all on my own solo entrepreneur, you know. I do have some help in my business and I am super, super blessed and lucky to have that support, but I do most of the work myself. So I will be sharing all about that. But before I dive in and tell you all the details, I do want to give you a quick out. So I always like to give people permission to be like, no, I do not want to hear about this, especially when it comes to health stuff. So I am going to be talking about my colon and all connected areas. And so if that makes you uncomfortable, now is your time that you can say, nope, I don't think I want to listen to this. And that is fine. But I will tell you this, I am okay. I don't want you to feel like you have to listen to this podcast episode to learn if I'm okay. It was a cancer scare, but I am cancer-free. I do not have cancer. I am okay. And so if you don't want to listen to hear about my colon, then you can exit stage left now and not have to worry about asking me if I'm all right. I am okay. But if you're still with me, we get to dig in. So let's do this thing. And I'm going to talk about health and entrepreneurship. So before I go through the entire story, again, I just want to tell you I'm okay. And one of the reasons I told you that I wanted to share the story is because it's difficult for me to share. And so I don't want to perpetuate the problem of not talking about this thing. But also, I am cancer-free because it was caught early. And so if one person is able to go and talk to your doctor about something today or soon, I have done my job and all of the discomfort will be worth it. So that is my goal. I want to talk about this so that we can have open conversations and also encourage you to talk to your doctor about things. So I'm going to rewind the tapes a little bit. And back in 2020, my stepbrother lost his battle to colon cancer. And I realized that he is my stepbrother and we are not blood related. So I'm not trying to connect that, but it had me thinking about my health in a different way. I started to just start asking different questions and really starting thinking about it in just a different way than I ever had before. And then in 2022, one of my really close friends was diagnosed with colon cancer, and she's in her 30s. This was what threw me for a loop. And maybe you've had this experience, maybe you haven't, I'm not sure. I wish we didn't have this experience so frequently, but the reality is we do. And so here is my friend who's in her 30s and she's diagnosed with cancer. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did not realize that we could be in this situation in our 30s, right? And so I started thinking about things in a massively different way at that point. And so I realized very quickly, as soon as she had talked to me about her diagnosis and I learned a little bit more, which I was super appreciative of her sharing her story, that I needed to go to the doctor. It was very clear through some of her symptoms that I was like, you know what? I should probably have talked about some of these things before. So I will tell you that she is doing well. I am very, very happy to say that she is cancer-free. She had to go through lots of different things, you know, through that journey, but I'm very happy that she is cancer-free and just so proud of her for going through so much and doing it so bravely and sharing more about her story, you know, and because it helped me get really clear on what I needed to do for my health. So the thing that was prevalent for me that was like a, oh my gosh, why haven't I talked to my doctor about this moment, is that I had blood in my stool. And so I had already had a gynecologist appointment scheduled, and so I knew I was going to talk to her about this. And so I went to the gynecologist and told her two things. One was that I had blood in my stool, and this has happened many times. It wasn't just a single incident. It was quite a problem, and I had not talked about it. And the other is that I have navigated and dealt with hemorrhoids for a long period of time and never talked about it. These are two things I did not tell anyone, not just my doctors. I didn't tell anyone this information. I had always kept it to myself. And you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, why, Amanda? Why in the world would you not talk about this? This seems just bizarre that you would never tell your doctor. And the reality is that it was embarrassing. And the fact that I am talking about it on a podcast right now is unbelievably uncomfortable. So that's the reality of this, is that it's embarrassing. Now, any person, I'm not trying to throw shame at anyone. Most people, I should say, most people who I've shared the story with and I say I was embarrassed, most of them say, oh my gosh, Amanda, you shouldn't be embarrassed. And I appreciate that. And I definitely understand where we're coming from. I would probably say the exact same phrase. But the reality is, if you are embarrassed about something related to your health, that is a natural response based on whatever environmental things that you've experienced in your life. It's okay to be embarrassed. I want to tell you that right now, because me not wanting to say I'm embarrassed to talk about my butt was what caused me not to do this. I didn't want to talk about it because I was embarrassed. I certainly didn't want to tell people I was embarrassed to talk about it, right? And so I want to give you the permission. First of all, it's okay to be embarrassed. However, if there's something going on with your health, please talk to your doctor about it. It actually is easier to talk to the doctor than anyone else, because the doctor hears this all the time. Like, it is a non-issue for them. It is like, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be mortifying. I'm going to be like, and I was embarrassed for sure talking about all of this to different doctors at this point. But the thing is that they hear this all day, every day. Like, they hear these things all the time. It's really a non-issue. They're going to ask you clarifying questions. They're not going to make you feel bad. If they do find a new doctor, I would say that. I have been very fortunate that everyone I've dealt with throughout this experience has been wonderful, probably because it's dealing with something like my butt. You know, I think about, like, I've navigated a knee issue before, not as fun. In terms of, like, the bedside manner of doctors was not pleasant. Colon doctors are awesome, is all I have to say about that. Like, they are really chill. They are really, and I think it's because it's such an uncomfortable thing. And so I realize that most people are uncomfortable to talk about this. And so here I am on a podcast talking about it. So here we are. But I just want to let you know, if you're embarrassed, it's okay. If people say that you're silly because you're embarrassed, you're not silly. It's a real thing. and it's okay, but go talk to your doctor about it. Don't let it stop you like it did for me. So through that gynecologist appointment, she asked many questions to clarify what was going on. One of them I really wanted to share because I never knew this. And had I known this information, I may have, we're just going to go with may because I don't know what I would have done, but I may have gone to the doctor sooner. So I'm going to share this with you. This is, again, exit stage left if you do not want to hear about this experience. So my gynecologist asked the question if it was dark blood or bright blood. And if you're curious, it was both for me. But as soon as I said that there was dark blood and there was more significant amount of dark blood that I was navigating, she was like, it's time to have a colonoscopy. It was very quick. So my dear friend, if you have dark blood in your stool, please talk to the doctor. This is your sign. This is the moment that I want you to know, and I want you to have this information in the back of your mind if it ever happens in the future. Because again, I didn't know this because no one talks about this. No one talks about this. I mean, maybe people do. I don't know, but not in my world. This has not been something that people have ever talked about. I've now talked about this to more of my friends, and I'm like, can we talk about this situation? And they're all talking to their kids about it. Like, it's, let's make this more normal sort of thing. So from there, I had a colonoscopy. It took about a month to get in, but I had a colonoscopy. And unfortunately, during that colonoscopy, the doctor found 3 polyps. So I didn't know anything about this whole situation in terms of colon health. But if you have polyps at a young age, it really quickly escalates you to be high risk for colon cancer. Because typically colonoscopies happen, they have lowered the age to 45. It used to be 50, and I am not even 40 yet. So at the time of all of this, I was 38. I've now turned 39. But at 38, having 3 polyps, one of which was super funky. So the first doctor was able to remove 2 out of the 3, and there was one that was super funky looking. And so I was referred to a colorectal surgeon. And so a month later, I had my second colonoscopy, which, by the way, these are no fun at all. Actually, I should say the day that it happens is actually really easy. The prep for colonoscopies, everyone has talked about it. Like when I said colonoscopy, people were like, oh, the prep, like immediately. And they're right. The prep is not fun. So anyways, I had a second colonoscopy and the colorectal surgeon was able to get the funky looking polyp. So that was good news. And the better news is that the biopsy came back negative. So all of that, that is how I led to Amanda is cancer-free. I do not have cancer of the colon. We've got it checked out. However, unfortunately, number one, I'm definitely high risk for colon cancer at this point because of the amount of polyps and the super funky one. The good news is colon cancer is preventable if you catch it early. So I just have a lot of colonoscopies in my future. I'm going to have way more than the average person, and that's okay. As long as we catch it early, I'm in good shape. However, the funky-looking polyp that was removed is still a concern. So the doctor wants to check it again in 6 months. So that means fast forward to November, I'm going to have another colonoscopy. So I'll have 3 in 1 year, basically. And we'll have a plan after that one because we'll know a little bit more after that. But the super not-so-fun part about this is that the hemorrhoids became a bigger problem than they should have. So here's my other note. If you are navigating hemorrhoids, first of all, this is very normal. Almost every single one of my friends who I've talked about this to has said, oh, I've dealt with that too. And I'm like, what? 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 Like, how have we not talked about this? But the reality is no one talks about this. So here we are. And I didn't say anything. And so they became a bigger problem. And they're at the point now that the answer is having them surgically removed. So at the time of this third colonoscopy. So it's on November 1st. I'm going to have the third colonoscopy to check out that funky looking polyp, also removing the hemorrhoids. Now, if you don't know anything, because I sure didn't either, about hemorrhoid surgery, apparently it is brutal to recover from. Very much not looking forward to this at all, but I am looking forward to having this hopefully all behind me and not having to deal with this again. But it's a brutal recovery. So the doctor has said, if you can take a month off, like 2 weeks for sure, but absolutely, like if you can take a month, that would be better because it is pretty painful and you just don't know how you're going to react to all of this. And so I am taking the month of November off. Now, I'm going to tell you how that impacts my business, but I just wanted to give you the background on all of the health stuff. So that's the health information. And overall, I want you to be your own health advocate. Through all of this, if you cannot tell, I have a new thought process on all of this. And the fact that I'm talking about it now is interesting to say the least, but here we are. I want you to be your own health advocate. You've heard it many times, and I just want you to take that into consideration and into your own hands and know that, like, whatever your issue is that's happening, it may be your colon, may not, I don't know, whatever the issue that's happening or may happen in the future, like, whatever specialist that you have to go see sees it all the time. Go talk to them. Ask all the questions. You're going to be okay. It will be embarrassing. Like, if you're already embarrassed, it's going to be embarrassing, but the doctor shouldn't make you feel embarrassed. They should make you feel very much at ease. All of my doctors definitely did. So find the doctors that work for you for sure. So let's talk about how this impacted my schedule and my mindset as an entrepreneur. So as you can imagine, I have had more doctor's appointments in this year than I've had in a very long time. Like, I feel like I've been at a hospital or a doctor's appointment like so many times during all of this. I realize it could have been worse, but I had a lot. So this impacted my schedule because I had to go to all these doctor's appointments. My husband went with me. And so all of this is like, it really impacts what you can get done. But the thing I did not think about was how it would impact my focus. So I am an extremely focused person. I have high follow through and I will finish projects and tasks. However, my gosh, it's been more challenging during this time than I ever thought possible. And you've navigated this in your life, whether it was a health scare or a personal relationship issue or whatever it is, like, your focus can get thrown and it really impacts what you can do in your business. So, like, putting out content, making decisions, that sort of thing. So that really threw me off and I had to navigate that. So I was worried about my health. The good news is that I have an amazing support system. And so that was really helpful. Not just my husband, Michael, but also friends, family, and I have a great therapist that has helped me navigate all of this as well. So find the support you need, especially during times like this. So the other element that was kind of wrapped into business stuff was I was making some big changes in publishing my book all during this time. So hopefully you knew nothing, right? Hopefully you were like, Amanda's doing amazing. And all of this stuff is just happening in her business. Like, hopefully that's how it felt. But the reality was I was super excited about the book being released, also worried I had cancer for quite a bit there. It was like a lot of different things happening at the same time. And so that was certainly stressful. And like, I don't know, like, part of it was like, I just kept moving. And the other part, when I look back on it, hindsight's 20/20, right? When I look back, I actually think that having this health scare actually helped me make decisions. Because I was, at the time of dealing with all of this, like, I had thought about closing down my membership. And I was really struggling with that decision. I've shared that on the podcast already. And that was a very tough decision for me. I knew it was right for the business. It was emotional for me because of the members, right? Like, oh my gosh, I miss them. I still do. It's a lot of things wrapped up into that. But also at the same time, I'm dealing with all of this. And the thing was, is I thought, well, if I do have cancer, which again, I do not, I don't want anyone to think that. If I did, I thought, oh my gosh, like, what would I do? And the answer was that was not the business model I needed. And so that helped me make decisions that were clarifying for me. So there is a silver lining there for sure. So I now want to shift gears and tell you how I'm planning to take a full month off. Because I'm sure you were like, oh my gosh, an entire month. How are you going to do that? And so for context, like, some of these actions started in July. So it was in July is when I knew the surgery was going to be scheduled. And I was able to start making some of these implementations, like starting to implement some of these changes so that I can prep for November. So we've got several months, you know, ahead. And I was able to do that through scheduling as well as, like, the doctor didn't really want to do it any earlier than November because we have to check that funky looking polyp after 6 months. So it was either November or December. And really, I love decorating for Christmas. And this is how I made the decision. I was like, maybe I'll feel okay by Thanksgiving so I can decorate for Christmas. So that's the hope at this point. So here's how I'm going to take a month off. First and foremost, I blocked my calendar. As soon as I knew when the surgery was going to be, November is blocked. Nothing can be scheduled with me in November. I told my team that was the next component of this is so I do have support in my business. And so I communicated that very quickly. Nothing can happen in November. This is why. Obviously, some people on my team knew about some of this because I had so many doctor's appointments and dealing with this. And so I just let them know. But I just let everyone know, here's what's going on. I'm going to be working ahead on things. And specifically, that goes for the podcast, right? So I'm going to batch all of the podcast episodes that will be coming out in November. And shout out to the amazing guests that I have, that several of them, I actually recorded these interviews earlier in the year. And I thought, when can I release these? Due to the book launch, I had to shift things around. I actually have now held them and I'm going to release them in November. And so that was a really cool thing. So like other people are supporting me and they don't even know it. So these interviews that I'm going to release in November, I'm really excited and super thankful for those people who were patient, obviously, because we've recorded them many months ago and now they get to go out in November. So I will do that. And of course, I'm coordinating with my podcast editor on this as well. We will work ahead and work on her schedule. She doesn't have to do all the work ahead of time, but I will do all of my work ahead of time. I'm also reading the book and implementing the method, the sabbatical method. So I happened to connect with Allison Caffrey, and she is going to be on the podcast. She's one of those that I had the interview with her earlier. It was around the time, it was actually like in July when I had the interview with her. And so I told her like, oh my gosh, I have to take time off in November. I'm going to use your book to prep for it. And so I'm going to link this in the show notes, but the book is called The Sabbatical Method. And when I started reading the book, I realized I can use this as a tool. And so I'm using the tool, and her episode's coming out in October. I think it's October. So her episode's going to come out in October, and so you'll be able to hear that. But her book is what I'm using to get ahead and kind of put some systems in place. I am also going to launch a offering in October. So typically speaking, in November, I used to host it inside my membership, the annual planning party. And then I've hosted it outside the membership once before, but I'm going to do this again this year. But instead of it being in November, I'm going to move that obviously to October. And so it's going to be the week of October 16th. So if you want to join me live, note that week and note that it's coming out. So I don't know if the sales page will be up so you can register for the event at this time of this recording, but I'll do the best I can. It will be soon so that you can get in there and go ahead and sign up. I am super excited about this. And what I've been able to do to think about this was typically I have the planning party, and then obviously I have some sort of support going forward. Well, I can't really do that in November and December. Number one, November, I can't schedule anything. December is kind of a crapshoot of a month when it comes to coaching calls or group programs or anything because of the holidays. So instead, what I have done is I've sent surveys out. I've started asking people, basically gathering, what do you want to do in 2024? What do you want to plan for at the end of 2023? And I'm creating quick win workshops. So what I'm doing is I am getting ahead and I'm recording a ton of content that can be purchased, whether it's at the time of joining the planning party, there'll be like a bundle, you can get everything, or if you want to do it later and figure out like which ones, they're going to be individually for sale as well. So the reason I'm sharing all of this is because I'm getting ahead and I had to think about this because I couldn't just wing it. I couldn't just decide, you know what, I'll open up a group in November. I can't do that because I don't have that capacity. So what I did is I really asked questions, got in front of my audience, really understood what you all needed. And so in October, there's good stuff coming, my friend, and I'm excited for it. So, and all of that will be for sale in November and December and January as well. So all of that can hopefully bring in revenue into the business when I cannot actively be having coaching calls or anything like that. And the other thing is a positive mindset. I could be poor, poor, pitiful me. I have to take a month off. Like, quite frankly, we can all fall into that at some point, but I'm choosing not to do that. I'm actually choosing to be like, you know what? I'm forced to take this time off in November of 2023. Forced to do it. Can't do anything about it. If I make $0 in my business, it doesn't matter. I have to have the surgery, right? And I thought about it and I was like, when this goes great, what if I could take November off next year? for fun and not be recovering from surgery? Or what if I took July off next year for the summer and just took a month off? It really gave me a thought process of, oh my gosh, I could use this as a positive experience. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm planning ahead. Do I think everything is going to go perfectly? Absolutely not, because this is the first time I've ever taken a month off and not worked. So here we are. I don't really know what's going to happen during that month, but I am going to set up as much as possible and learn through the process. So all of this to say, thank you for listening. And if I can leave you with anything today, it is to be your own health advocate. I cannot believe, like in a million years, I would have never, ever, ever guessed that I would be talking about my butt on a podcast and colon health. Like, we'll just call that what it is. I never thought that I would be doing this. However, the reason that I feel so passionate about it is because I want you to take the health of your life and your health into your own hands. And if something is uncomfortable, if something is embarrassing, if you just aren't sure about something, please go talk to someone. Please go talk to your doctor about whatever it is. It doesn't have to be the thing I'm talking about, but I hope you understand that, like, you're not the only one who gets embarrassed about weird things happening with your body. And chances are they're not that weird, is what I learned, is that what I'm experiencing is not that weird. It's just uncomfortable for Amanda, right? Like, it's just weird for me, but it's not weird. People deal with this all the time. And so that was really reassuring that all the doctors along the way were like, it's okay. You're pretty normal. Like, this is, you know, not so bad. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I thought I was like the worst experience. But what I want you to do is be your own health advocate, be inspired by my brave friend who unfortunately had the cancer diagnosis but was able to share her story, be inspired by, gosh, my discomfort in talking about all of this today, and really go and get after it, like whatever that is. And maybe you were just curious and you don't have any health things going on right now, but you were just curious what the heck I was going to talk about in this episode. And what I would hope for you is that you think about this as, what if you were forced to take a sabbatical? What if you were forced to take a month off for whatever reason? Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's something with you. What if you were forced to do that? Would your business survive? What would you do to prep for it? And those are the things that I had to come to grips with very quickly. And I'm very fortunate in that I have a business that I believe can continue to run. But there are changes that need to be made. And because I'm forced to do this now, I believe that it's going to help me in the long run because I can take a month off for fun. And that's what I would love for you to do, is to be your own health advocate and also think about your business and setting it up in a way that you could do something like this if needed. I hope you don't have to take a month off for surgery, but if you had to, you could, and you could do it for fun. So that's what I'd love for you to do. And if you're feeling extra generous, please send me an email or a direct message on Instagram and tell me that you're proud of me for sharing. Because quite frankly, if you don't understand how uncomfortable this is, it is uncomfortable for me to talk about. And so I know that whenever this goes live, I'm going to be in my head hardcore about what people are thinking about this. And so if you are like just proud of me in any way, send me a message and let me know, because that would be super duper helpful for me to hear that at this time. So thank you so much for listening. And I really hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And until next time, give yourself permission to be uncomfortable in order to be your own health advocate and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.